Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckanize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Well, all right there, truckers. Hey, what's going on? This is Ed with Redneckanize. This is Redneckanize, all things trucking and then some. We appreciate you guys listening tonight. You can call in live. We're live every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It's 516-387-1733. Tonight, we're going to talk about a few things. There was a report from El Paso that a family of a truck driver that died in a crash, they're suing three different companies that they say were involved in the neglection of the maintenance of the truck. We'll dive into that. Also, that there's a crazy story going around out of San Antonio where truck drivers are being offered to a job at $14,000 a week. And I thought I was going to address that a little bit. And, of course, we'll take your calls and questions and comments and everything here tonight. Like I said, 516-387-1733. We'd like to give a shout-out to one of our great sponsors, and that's Load to Ride Transportation, LTR. They're a great outfit out of Denver, Colorado. You know, they got cool trucks. They got a good pay package, and they're pretty much into it all. They got everything. They got regional stuff and, of course, the dedicated things like that. And we couldn't be more happier for them to be able to help us out for getting out to the truck shows for Redneckanize and everything. And if you'd like to give them a shout out and check them out, they're ltrtransportation.com, or you can give them a call at 720-277-0030. And like I said, they're a great little outfit. They got all the great partners and dedicated and shipping lanes and customer base and, you know, pay package, all that kind of cool stuff. And like I said, give them a check out there and let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneckanize. And that's ltrtransportation.com. So we'll get to all that stuff and hit it up. And we'd like to, everybody to just enjoy the ride, and we'll be here with you. All right, here we go. This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and I's. Redneck and I's, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
With a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt, and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now, and we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog, so I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work in that dadgum heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. But just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City, she was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer, the kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was making her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind, with that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. Got married last spring. Whoa, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog, so I cool off in the creek. And she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandis.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you've got a redneck and I's.
Well, all right, everybody. Hey, thanks for listening in. Thanks for tuning in. And be sure to check out our website, redneckandis.com. And, you know, go over there and check out our YouTube channel and subscribe to that if you haven't done already. We've been getting great success out of that, and we appreciate everybody tuning in and checking those videos out. We normally, what we've been doing is just recording our live podcast here, and then what we do is cut the videos up, you know, based on the topics, and then get those out to everybody on YouTube. That way we can share the information. So check that out. Like I said, subscribe, like, share, comment, all that good stuff, and we appreciate that. You know, one of the funny things I wanted to dive into this week, I commented about it several times on Facebook and Twitter, and even on Instagram a few times, because it's all over the place. It even made a couple of stories that got shared on social media with like Fox Business and Fox News and a lot of the Texas-based stations, because it is a company that's out of San Antonio and Fort Worth. I think they're technically based out of Fort Worth, but they run a lot of the South Texas area because it's a tanker company. They haul gasoline. Of course, they're talking about how there might be a shortage of gasoline deliveries because they can't find the drivers to deliver the gasoline. So that they say that there's this one company out there, they're offering to pay drivers $14,000 a week. And everybody was like, whoa, that's a lot of money. How, you know, that they must be really, really hurting for drivers. And then when you dive into it, and of course, truck drivers, we know that that's too good to be true. There's something got to be going on. And of course, there is. It's still pretty high, but what it is, it's an owner-operator deal. And I'm not sure. I've never ran as an owner-operator in the tanker area delivering gasoline, but I think this is kind of the norms because of the insurance and restrictions that have to be had. You know, it's funny to me. I always talk about to drivers, you know, we talk about how there's always a driver shortage. And of course, truck drivers are like, there's not a driver shortage. There's tons of drivers out there. There's a lot of carriers that won't hire drivers because of different criteria. You know, a lot of drivers out there, myself and the company I work for, we get applications all the time. There's always somebody looking to get hired by the different carriers. It's just that they're not qualified. And what I mean by that is that they can't get the certifications from certain endorsements they have to have. A lot of these places now are requiring hazmat because, of course, you got it when we're hauling it, you got to be certified. And that's more hoops that we jump through to get that certification. I remember when I first started driving truck, they required all drivers to go work for these bigger carriers like Swift and Schneider and all that. You have to get hazmat. You had to get doubles and triples. And it was more of a test. It might have been a little harder. It wasn't that much harder. You just had to take an extra exam when you got your CDL license. Nowadays, because of 9/11, what they institute is a background check, and you have to of course submit fingerprints, and there's a lot of process you have to do that. A lot of people don't like that. They don't like being, you know, fingerprinted and all that stuff and having, you know, the government knowing everything about that. So that's a lot of different things have to be until that. But also, if you have any type of like criminal history in the past, then you're not going to get qualified to do that stuff. And even if you do, the carriers or insurance companies won't insure you. So there's a lot of issues with that. But when they're talking about paying a lot of money like that, it's because they're hurting for drivers because they can't get drivers that are qualified. So to get, because the job requires a more qualified person that has to get certified to haul hazmat, that has to be able to have a clean driving record, the pay is going to have to go up. And we say this all the time as truck drivers, the pay has to go up if you want the better drivers, if you want a higher quality of drivers. The problem is that the federal government, you know, they don't really keep that good of a track of requirements of drivers. They have laws and rules and restrictions, but as far as training and testing standards, it's really easy to get a CDL. It's really easy. It's not that hard at all. In fact, some states, you don't even have to pull a trailer to get a CDL. You go in there and pull a straight truck, as long as the truck is over a certain weight and over a certain length. It's, you know, they don't even have a combination requirement where you have to pull a trailer with a truck, and that's different. So, you know, that kind of thing. I remember back when I was this was back in like 2002, 2003, might have been of course closer around 2005, that kind of thing, where there were a lot of soldiers that were getting out of the military and they were, you know, needing jobs. And of course everybody was wondering, you know, what can they do to help the soldiers find employment out there. And a lot of states were saying, hey, if you have the training in the military to drive trucks, then you come here into this state and we'll give you a CDL. And in the state of Texas, they weren't even requiring testing. You take your government license into to the DPS office and you show them the government license, and then boom, you got a CDL. And I'll tell you this, that's where I learned how to drive, was in the military. When I got out of the military and I learned, and I went to truck driving school, because I had no idea what I was doing. And the military driving is totally different, totally different than over-the-road truck driving out on the road. For one thing, the military, we never had to deal with any kind of, like, you know, paperwork, permits, and restrictions like that. It was the military. You know, you were hauling what you needed to haul. I mean, I was even in California, and they were like, yeah, you're military. Go on. Go ahead. You know, they didn't, you know, they said, hey, your tires are inflated. You're not leaking oil. But keep on going. You know, they didn't. There's even trucks out there that are non-EPA compliant because they're military trucks, because the military is exempt from all that EPA restrictions on the DPF and everything. So we see that all the time. But when they did that, it created this big storm of drivers that they weren't trained. And the government said, oh, yeah, they're trained. They know how to drive. No, they don't. They don't. And you know, I mean, I was in the training department. I was training drivers, and no, they didn't know how to drive. And they didn't know how to do a logbook. One thing you never did learn how to do in the military is do a logbook. And, you know, that's not that we all think it's second nature. It's easy, but it's not. It's not easy. You know, especially if you have a hard time calculating that stuff. And, you know, to us as truck drivers, it's second nature because we, you know, do the 8, 10, 12, you know, 2 hours off, 30 minutes, whatever. It's all easy to us. But some people, it takes time to learn. And that's the kind of thing. So to me, I just think that when they talk about wanting really good drivers to get paid well, they're going to have to start paying them really, really well, because they're looking for all these drivers is what they're doing. They're looking for drivers that can get qualified. And that's what it is. And I get off on all that because there's a lot of issues around and what it is that the government doesn't keep that well of a track of it. The government doesn't keep a good standard of training. They don't keep a good standard of maintaining that training. It's up to the carriers. It's up to the driver. It's up to the insurance companies, and they're the ones that are setting the standards, and they're the ones telling the carriers, you can't hire this driver because he doesn't have a good work history, or he doesn't have a good driving record. And that's what it's boiled down to. So those carriers are, you know, saying, hey, we need to pay drivers good. We need to pay them better than what we're paying to get the good drivers. And then they're going to their customers saying, you got to pay more money. Well, then some customers, now not all of them, but some, and I would say probably a minority of them. I mean, the majority of the customers are out there saying, I'll pay a higher dollar amount to get safer drivers and my products delivered on time and not damaged. Now, a lot of them out there saying, you know, put it in the truck. Let's go. Who's going to do it the cheapest? And the problem is there are carriers out there. There are drivers out there who just want to get it done. They want to load it up in the trailer. It doesn't matter when it gets there. It doesn't matter how it gets there. They just want to get it done. Just get it done. And there's a lot of carriers out there. I mean, I would say, more than you can count, but it's not that high of a percentage. I would say it's probably about 40% of the carriers out there. They don't care. They don't care if the laws get obeyed or not obeyed. That's not their problem. They are shippers. They are product producers. They are not in the transportation business. So they don't care. They have no concern of it. I mean, there are several places, you know, you see it all the time. We go into a manufacturer or a factory or a plant or something, and what they do is they have an entirely different company handling their logistics services. So the company that's producing the products, they have no knowledge of what goes on and all. And I mean, it's all on the same. What they did is they said, hey, you come in here, sit in these offices that we have on our property, and you handle all of our shipping and receiving. And they don't want to deal with it. They just don't want to mess with it because they don't want the headaches that they have to deal with communicating with the carriers and communicating with the government based off requirements for, you know, handling the freight and handling the laws when it comes to drivers and all that. I mean, and a lot of them, you know, they don't even care. You know, everybody knows when you go to Ozarka, you know, and I'm calling them out because they're the ones that do it. They've got to know. What they do is they know exactly how much freight they can put on a trailer and still be legal. They know it to a T, that the majority of the trucks with trailers empty weigh this amount of money, this or this amount of weight. Well, if we can reduce, or if we can just make sure that it's always this amount, then it would always get by. So when a driver comes in and his truck is heavier, maybe because it's a bigger truck, it's got more stuff, it's got more, you know, chicken lights, chrome, whatever you want to do. Those are the guys that come in and say, well, I'm overweight. Ozarka says, tough. That's what they say, tough. They don't want it. They don't care. And what they do is they force the driver not to take the load. The driver says, okay, you got to unload it, then I can't take it. So what happens is that that they have to unload it, and then the driver might get charged an extra amount of money for that, or the driver loses out on the load, the money, everything, might even have to pay to get the load taken off of him, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, they don't want to work with the driver at all. They just say, nope, that's what it is. That's what it's set at, you know. So they want to keep doing that, then, you know, what's going to happen is that the owner-operators, they're going to get pushed out. They're going to get pushed away. And, you know, if you're an owner-operator and you got a bigger truck, then you know not to go into Ozarka because, you know, unless you know you could scale it out. So and that's the thing, they don't care. So, but like I said, the driver shortage is not driver numbers. It's just quality drivers. It's drivers that can be qualified to do the job, qualified to haul hazmat, qualified for having a good driving record, whether it be in these days, they're even checking for personal vehicles. If you have, if you get speeding tickets or anything in your personal vehicle, they're going to know about it, you know? So, and a lot of times used to that, not, that wasn't the case. So it's not, again, it's not a driver shortage as far as number of people. It is driver shortage as quality drivers. There's a lot of carriers in a lot of these reports, a lot of these news articles. The carriers will say, I got tons of applicants. I got tons of people applying. They won't hire them. I can't get them hired. The insurance company won't approve them. I look them up and you know, they got bad work history or whatever. And anybody out there, like I said, if you're a truck driver, you know what I'm talking about. There are a lot of truck drivers out there. And like I said, we are our own worst enemy, just like Greg says all the time here at Redneck and Eyes. We are our own worst enemy because there are drivers out there. They might come into work on Monday. They might come to work on Tuesday, and they might be a little late on Wednesday. And you might not see them on Thursday, and you might not see them till noon on Friday. You never know. Drivers are flaky like that. And that's one thing that, you know what? If the carrier is going to pay you, if you want good money, you're going to have to be reliable. And that's one thing, the drivers, there's just a lot of drivers out there that are not reliable. They're not. So, but hey, we want to keep sending a shout out to one of our, another great sponsor we got, and that's DPF Regeneration. You know, they just had a little interview done where it's a family run company. They've got great maintenance experience where they've, you know, been in the engine and transportation or transmission rebuilding services for years and years, and they just decided they was going to get into the DPF filters and all that stuff, and they know a lot about it. They specialize in the all sizes of the diesel filters, the catalyst, the SCR units, EGR coolers, catalyst mufflers. They said they're looking at getting into the other equipment like turbos and charge air coolers. That's what it was. And they're just the source of all of your DPF emission supplies, cleaning and regeneration needs. And you call them up and you can definitely talk to them about all that stuff. If you got little diesel engines, you got big trucks, you got a fleet. They say they even do a lot of stuff with the governments, local governments and contractors like construction equipment and all that. So it's a great little outfit, and we appreciate them supporting us. We appreciate DPF Regeneration supporting Redneck and Eyes. And you can give them a shout out at 800-634-3010. And like I said, let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Eyes because we appreciate them. So just hang tight there. We're going to keep talking about all this good stuff. And we got other things talking about too. And we're here, like I said, every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can call in at 516-387-1733 and be part of the conversation. Just hit one. Be sure to check out our website at redneckandeyes.com. And don't forget to click on our YouTube channel and subscribe. And then, of course, comment, like, share our videos. We appreciate that. And we'll just hang it tight here. And everybody, keep having a good evening.
Hold tight with a leather fist. Watch out when he starts to twist. What the daddies used to tell them boys, how to ride them bulls. I got a jingle in my jeans, sore places in between, and I'm leaving old Salt Lake with a push and a pull. Tenfold buddy, come on back, a horse trainer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the Coupe de Ville. Chugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Turn up that radio, don't want to think about a rodeo. Don't want to think about a roundup up in old Cheyenne. Well, it's a crazy circuit, oh, but still you work it. Turn down that sound, boys, let's get up and check the scan. 10-4, buddy, come on back, a horse trailer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the Coupe de Ville. Chugga-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. On the mirror, still wet from ear to ear. Well, I guess it's true then what the wise man say. When you ride your last one, well, make sure he's the best one. Jump while he's moving, tip your hat, boys, and walk away. 10-4, buddy, come on back, a horse trailer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the Coupe de Ville. Chugga-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. 10-4, buddy, come on back, a horse trainer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the Coupe de Ville. Chugga-lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Morning sun, new day dawning in front of me. Yesterday is done. No regrets, no turning back. Moving on and moving fast. The past is gone, long gone. New day dawn. That old me is gone. New day dawn. Thank you. yesterdays, and I won't let them hold me back. No regrets, no turning back. Moving on and moving fast. The past is gone, long gone. New day dawn. That old me is gone. New day dawn.
Truckers, welcome to Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
All right, drivers, good deal. Welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some. And we're just kicking back here Sunday evening. We go live every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern time. You can call in at 516-387-1733, and we appreciate everybody joining in. So we're just kicking back here. I was going over a few things, and like I said, we were talking about the driver shortage, and there's a lot of articles out there. There was a couple of crazy articles about drivers getting paid $14,000 a week, and what they didn't realize was it was it's an owner-operator. You got to have your own truck and your own insurance. You're paying for your own fuel and all that stuff like that. So they said that the drivers are getting 80-20 split, which is about normal, but the $14,000, you know, that's not like a salary. It's based off of, you know, it's probably like if you bust ass and you know, turn and burn as hard as you can and, you know, only sleep when the law requires, then you could probably make that if, you know, because as we know, a lot of times when you're doing like tanker or flatbed or you're working for the oil field, like hauling, you know, the frac sand, stuff like that, you're doing a lot of empty running too, because you got to go and pick up and then run back and pick up and then go drop it off and then run back empty and pick it up. So that kind of stuff can dip into that a little bit, because they all say, you know, yeah, oh yeah, you get paid real good and you don't get paid as well when you're not hauling the freight that you're getting paid to haul. So that kind of thing. But, you know, they went out to the general public. I mean, they just were telling everybody, you know, hey, they're making this much. And people were like going, hey, that's crazy. You know? And I was like, no, it's an owner operator. It's a contractor. They got to have their own insurance. They got to have their own fuel, their own truck, maybe even their own trailer. You never know. Probably will lease you a trailer or rent you a trailer, and you got to pay that rent fee or whatever comes off the top of that too. So you never know. And then of course, equipment, if you're a tanker driver, you know, anybody that runs flatbed or tanker or stuff like that, you always know as an owner operator, everything's your equipment. Everything's yours. And if you don't have it and you got to rent it or buy it or whatever, it comes off the bottom line. So, you know, when you're running a tanker and you think, all I need is the trailer, well, you got to have all the hoses and all the tools that go with that too. And they're not going to just give you that or let you use it. You know, it's part of the doing business, and they're going to charge you for it. You know, running flatbed, you have chains, binders, straps, tarps, you know, bungees, all that stuff. It's all part of doing business as a flatbedder. You know, they all said, oh, I can run flatbed and I can make, you know, 10 more cent a mile over here to being a company driver or an owner operator. As an owner operator, you're getting paid. I think when it first started, it was funny. When we first started as an owner operator for like Swift. I know Swift because Swift was like a new going into flatbed. Everybody's like, oh man, as an owner operator, you were making like, you know, 95 cent a mile in a van. But then when you went owner operator, you getting paid $1.10. Whoa, that's awesome. Come to find out you were paying for the tarps. You were paying for the bungees. You were paying for all the stuff. So, and then of course you did a lot of sit time or you did a lot of empty time. And a lot of times they had you like just drop the empty. There's no flatbed freight in the area. So go ahead and just drop that flatbed empty sitting somewhere at the yard or whatever and go haul van for a while. Cause you know, where you're at, there's no flatbed freight. So go haul van and you're like, oh man, you know, and then they say, but we're only going to pay you the van rate of 95 cent. We're not paying you the $1.10. We're like, oh crap. But you know, things change, things go around, you know, drivers learn. And that's what happens is that pay goes up. Right now, pay is really good for an experienced driver. If you get experience, if you don't have any experience, all boils down to is where you can get in to get into where, like, you know, find a good company where you've got a good record, where you've got a good, you know, if you got good criminal history, a good work record, good, and of course, driving record and all that stuff, you know, you're going to get in with a good company and you might not make the big bucks right off the bat, but it's all about, like one of the ATA members was talking on Fox Business and it's about loyalty and these carriers, they reward loyalty and that, and you know, so if you're not being treated right, then don't be loyal. But if you're getting treated right, which means if you're getting paid pretty good and of course, and then when they, you know, it's just like when, you know, maybe you got to do a little extra work and maybe you don't like doing that extra work. And then there comes some problems where you got a little, like you need some leeway on the problems that you're having. And they have, oh yeah, no problem. Take care of what you got to take care of. You know, let us know. And you say, oh, I got a problem with the trailer. No problem. Take care. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Take care of it. Get it called, you know, get it fixed. Safety first, all that good stuff. And then they pay you good. You know, hey, maybe complaining ain't what you should be doing. You know, kind of take it easy on that. Cause there could be a lot worse deals going on. You know, you're getting paid pretty good. So let's take it easy on that. So that's what I'm thinking about. But other than that, you know, it's the driver shortage. Like I said, they're just looking for good drivers, and that's all they're looking for. There's, in fact, you go down the line here, and there. When I was looking at the news, they got a lot of issues with truck drivers having, like, you know, road rage, and then losing freight out on the road. And then, of course, you got drivers doing illegal stuff, like they busted another driver for having people in the back of the truck in San Antonio, you know. So, and that, you know, maybe you don't know. Maybe as a driver, you're not aware of what's in the trailer. And maybe you are. And maybe you're like, well, you know, they're just in the trailer. I'm not doing anything other than just letting them be in the trailer. So, you know, but now the prosecutors have tied into, like, you know, if you're hauling them in there and they catch you with people in the trailer or in the truck or whatever, then they look at human trafficking, you know? So then you got to look at, let's say you, you know, you're a young truck driver and you meet a nice young lady and, you know, you kind of hit it off and she wants to go out in the truck with you and you don't really tell anybody that she's in the truck with you. Well, it's a big deal. You know, so, because not only is it that you can get in trouble from the carrier because it's a law, you have to have notice. They have to have some type of documentation saying they're in the truck. But if they're not, and then you guys get into some kind of like disagreement or whatever, then next thing you know, one old boy, he was up there. He was up in North Carolina, or he was from North Carolina. He was in Kentucky, you know. They got into an altercation, and then they called the cops, and she didn't want to be with him no more. And come to find out, she was underage, and now they put kidnapping on her and come to find out they're even like looking at human trafficking because, you know, it's an underage girl taken across state lines. So not only is it like kidnapping, but it's human trafficking because those are different laws now and Homeland Security gets involved and it's like, oh crap, you know? So as drivers, you know, that's another thing is that, you know, you want to make good money, but then you're going to go out and do stupid stuff like that. You know, why you expect somebody going to pay you good for that? It ain't going to happen. So that kind of deal is just kind of stuff that we do out there on truck driving. We're, like I said, we're our own worst enemy when it comes to stuff like that, and we need to crack down on it more. We need to say something when we see it. We need to call the drivers out. It's not the people other than the drivers. It is the drivers. We need to say more about them. That's why we don't have good parking, because drivers tear it up and, you know, don't take care of the trash or whatever. You know, that's why Walmarts won't let us park on their parking lots, because drivers tear it up and they you know, they take advantage of it. So we got to do better. All right. We got to do better. That was one of the, I don't know if you guys watch that TV show Blue Bloods. I'm a big fan of that show. And they were talking about that, how, you know, it's kind of like, don't get insulted when somebody says you can do better, because, you know, that you can always do better. Don't ever say you can't. You know, yeah, you're doing pretty good, but you can always do better. So look at that. But anyway, yeah, we're going to kick back here and just keep it going. Like I said, we want to enjoy getting out there, seeing you guys again. The truck shows hopefully start up again next spring in 2022. So we'll be looking out for that. You can check us out at redneckandeyes.com for all that stuff like that. But we're going to keep trying to be live here every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. And to be part of the conversation, just hit one, and we appreciate everybody doing it for us and helping us out and keeping us going out here. Go check out our YouTube channel, subscribe to that, and go ahead and share, like, and comment on those videos, and we appreciate everything that's going on over there. We're getting great feedback on that, and we appreciate that. Talking about videos with, like, driving, safety, living out on the road, firearms in the trucks, you know, maintenance issues, you know, the differential locks and all that stuff. Some good videos on that, and we get a lot of good feedback on that kind of stuff. One of our great sponsors that we've out here that just recently, a new sponsor, and because of COVID, we couldn't really show them off like we wanted to, but that was Trucker Tools. TruckerTools.com is the Trucker Tools app. You know, they're kind of like the all-in-one go-to app where they, you know, you can go in and book freight, you can track freight, you can find you know, Walmarts and maintenance facilities and fuel stops and truck washes and all kinds of stuff like that. And they just partnered up with a lot of different people out there all over the country. And it's just, you know, getting where they can book more freight. And you can go check them out at truckertools.com. Like I said, download their app and give them a review on and how you like the app. Even if you don't use everything on there, still let them know what you do use. And that way, maybe they can make that stuff better. Because the best thing about the technology in those apps is they can change stuff and tweak it to make it better for all the drivers and all that kind of stuff. Or even give you, like, maybe you can go in there and have features where you can select and change things on your settings to where it'll benefit you the most. So that kind of thing is awesome. So like I said, check them out, truckertools.com, download their app, give them a review, and let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Ice, because we appreciate them. We're looking forward to working with them later on here in the future, especially when the truck shows kick off. So we're looking forward to that. So just hang around here, and we're going to keep on going throughout here through the night, and just stick with us. This is Redneck and Ice, all things trucking and then some.
The eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me, and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the path of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America's future, you never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure fools, we're walking real proud, and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again. From the sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. Done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people
and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on the Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. It was damn sure cool. You were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
You see it at the truck shows, out there on the open road, even in the driveway at his house. Johnny keeps it spit shine, shining on it all the time. He wants it looking good when he goes out. Why do people laugh at him and shake their head when he pulls in the parking lot? He's just another trucker man, trying his best to fit right in, but fit or not. He drives a old purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. 'Cause that old purple Peterbilt looks so good, it makes him feel so proud of it. Some drivers call him sissy man, but he don't let it get to him, he'll shout it. He drives a royal purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. Yeah. Now he could have a green one, although he's never seen one that looks as good as what he's got right now. Black might look more manly, or red like Christmas candy might help his clearance lights and chrome stand out. Then maybe that would be enough to end the jokes about his truck from all his friends. But he'll live with the teasing, 'cause he ain't out for pleasing no one but him. He drives a royal purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. 'Cause that old purple Peterbilt looks so good, it makes him feel so proud of it. Some drivers call him sissy man, but he don't let it get to him, he'll shout it. He drives a old purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. You know, there's a lot of truck drivers out there on the road, and just like Johnny, a purple truck is their second home. They'll be the first to tell you, son, you better leave old Johnny alone. He drives a royal purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. 'Cause that royal purple Peterbilt looks so good, it makes him feel so proud of it.
some drivers call him sissy man, but he don't let it get to him, he'll shout it. He drives a roll purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. Yeah, he drives a roll purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. To drive a purple truck like that. Hey, don't make fun of that purple truck. Just look at them lime green ones. I wouldn't make fun of that banana looking yellow truck over there. What about that baby blue with the rust on the bumper thing, right? You know, that thing.
Hey there, y'all. Truckers at Redneck and Eyes want to invite you to check out their live podcast, Redneck and Eyes, All Things Trucking and Then Some, every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Just call 516-387-1733 and join the conversation. When everything goes wrong, you got a Redneck and Eyes.
Well, hey, welcome back, everybody. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes, and this is Redneck and Eyes, All Things Trucking and Then Some. You know, we are live here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 Central. You can call in at 516-387-1733 and just push 1 to be part of the conversation, or you can listen along live. Also, you can go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com, and we've got, you know, pictures and events and videos on there too, but links also to all of our social media accounts. And we also have a YouTube channel, which we're, you know, excited and just, you know, flabbergasted about what's going on with that. Getting a lot of reviews, good comments, and lots of views, watch time, all that kind of good stuff growing. Always posting to that channel and always looking forward to getting the next videos out there to everybody. We always take clips of this podcast and put on there, and then we try to get other videos of other stuff and try to give some kind of visual perspective of what's going on out here on the road for all the regular folk out there that just don't know too much about trucking. And maybe if you're new to trucking and you want to check out what's going on, we've got great videos and links to other YouTube channels that have great videos about what's going on out there in the trucking industry. So there was an article that I saw when I was skimming through, like, you know, trucking news on the Google website and everything. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I said this before, I don't really talk about the individual scenarios, like, you know, where accident and this and accident and that and, you know, different things going on like that, because you just don't know the details too much. And I don't, and this one here, I don't know the details, and I don't really, you know, I don't want to dive into the fault of the accident or whatever. There's a video of it. It got caught live on, you know, on social media. They shared it and it's on the news, and we'll try to get a clip to that, for our YouTube channel. But, and it was a bad deal. What happened was a cement truck driver, he was out of control going down a hill into an intersection, and he slammed right into a big truck and he died. And this here, the article started out, this is on CDLlife.com. And then it happened over a month ago. And this article here is about what's going on with the case so far now. It says, family of cement truck driver killed in runaway wreck suing three companies for negligent maintenance. It says a cement truck driver was killed in a runaway wreck in El Paso last month. Now his family is suing three companies they believe are partially responsible for the fatal wreck. On April 14th, 46-year-old Ricardo Moreno Esparza was driving a cement truck on Trans Mountain Road in Loop 375 when his truck brakes failed, sending him crashing into a semi-truck. Esparza died at the scene, and his family is now seeking financial compensation for what they believe was an avoidable wreck. The lawsuit claims that the three companies are liable for the crash. RCTL, that owned the cement truck, Aztec Ready Mix, that was using the cement truck, and TNT Staffing, who hired Esparza to drive the truck. Okay. It goes on a little bit more, but I'll just say right there. You claim there's a driver shortage. This is why there's a driver shortage. Why the hell would I want to go work for a company and a carrier got all of these deals tied together? This is why drivers go seek, you know, I mean, this company here, they've got a staffing service that's actually looking for drivers. So they're having a hard time finding drivers too, because they actually pay a company to hire drivers for them to drive their trucks, because they can't, either they don't want to be fooled or messed with, you know, they don't want to be, they just don't want to fool with it, or they are bad at it and they really need drivers and they are bad at doing that. And so they have to hire people to do it, to get drivers hired. And as a result of them being bad at their jobs, of maintaining a driver relationships to keep drivers hired so that they can do the job, this is what happens. Now, I knew one guy that did cement trucks. I didn't really know that much about it, but it is a hard job because you only work when the sun's shining. If it's raining or bad weather, then, you know, they tell you to stay home. Now, already you're probably not making that much money to begin with because it's a local job. So local jobs tend to pay less because you're home every night, which a lot of drivers sometimes will take a pay cut to be able to be home every night. But also you get a phone call. Hey, the job got canceled today, so don't even bother coming in. And then that's bad. But here, I mean, not only do you got one company that uses the truck and another company that owns the truck. I mean, come on, man, you know. Then above all that, you got a company that hires the drivers. I mean, that's just crazy to me. I think that they should be brought up on charges just for being idiots for that. That's just crazy. I don't understand why that's necessary. You know, we see it all the time out there. We see companies, they lease trucks. They don't buy trucks. So what you see is you see a big carrier, you know, they got their trucks with, you know, what they're using and all that. And all that. So, you know, we see it. We see what they do. They order trucks, the color of their company. They got the logos and everything on there, the specs they want, but they don't technically own the trucks, but they maintain the trucks. And we don't even know how that, see, that's the thing. I don't know the details of that. I just think it's crazy to have three different companies being sued because what it looks like here, three companies could be at fault. That's what I don't understand. All right, sorry about that. A little technical difficulties, but we're back on track now. But there is a video here with the crash, and of course, you know, that's crazy in itself because, I mean, he slams right into that truck at an intersection. The brakes failed, and what it looks like is he was out of control, and I think he came down a hill, and then he was starting back up the hill, and he couldn't stop. Already we know cement trucks, they're really, really heavy, especially on the front end. And if the brakes failed at all, I mean, you know, you're talking about a lot of weight in a small package going down the road. So the article continues. It says the suit accuses RCTL of negligent maintenance, negligent inspection, and allowing of use of the vehicle. Aztec Ready Mix of negligent maintenance and inspection, and TNT staffing of gross negligence, reported ABC 7 News. It says the family is seeking financial compensation at a minimum of $1 million and is aiming for a jury trial for the lawsuit. TNT's legal response specifically denies responsibility for punitive damages. We are not, and it's a quote here, we are not going to comment on an ongoing case. Is very early on, and there are some things that are needed to be looked into, said TNT's attorney in a statement. He also added that the family's lawyer has made some premature comments and unforced accusations or unfounded accusations. When I dove into the report on the ABC 7 website, the ABC 7 people, they actually filed papers to get the accident report, like freedom of information kind of deal, from the DPS office of the state of Texas. and they said, we ain't got nothing on it. And then they sent the same kind of request to the El Paso Police Department, and that is still pending. They have not gotten back with them yet on that. I don't, like I said, I'm not real sure. I always thought that a DOT, the DPS, you know, like a state, had to be called in if it was in a commercial vehicle. That's what I thought. So them not having anything on it just doesn't make any sense to me. But I think they were trying to get to is that, you know, did the brakes fail? Were they worn? You know, what was the case of them failing? Because a lot of drivers will tell you that, you know, there's a lot of different things can happen. They could lose air, which could be not part of, you know, it'd be not the fault of the brakes, but the system that gives them the power to stop can fail. And so when you have that system fail, it's a chain reaction, you know, and all that. But, you know, if they did find that the brakes failed, we don't know. Like I said, I don't know too many of the details. That's why I don't talk about this stuff that much. You don't know that it could have been driver error. You know, the brakes were probably just fine. He just didn't hit them quick enough or didn't hit them hard enough, you know, that kind of thing. You never know. So, you know, the family must know something if they're suing. But again, my biggest comment is that why you got three different companies responsible, because one owns the truck, one owns the company, and one owns the driver. You know, the driver is technically, that's just crazy stuff to me. You know, and you wonder why, you know, it's hard to find good drivers, because good drivers ain't going to be working for crap like that. Okay. And I feel sorry for this guy here. I know that he's probably a hardworking man trying to find a good deal. And like I said, I mean, I've gone into those situations where you work for people like that, that you don't, but you know, I mean, he probably was a week away from like, you know, if I get this other job, I'm getting out of here. Probably what was going through his mind, you know, there in the last week or two. There before the accident, and he was probably saying, you know what, I don't want to work at this company no more, but I got to work here until I find a better job. But, and that's probably what he's saying, because he's like this, all of this staffing, and you know, he's got, if he has a problem with the truck, okay, and he reports it to the company that's supposed to be in charge of the truck, if they don't do nothing about it, then what's he supposed to do? Then he's supposed to go to the company that he's being paid for, you know, and then that's the other thing. Does he even know that, hey, I'm going to go to my boss, which technically, according to this, the boss is who? TNT Staffing? Is that who the boss is? So he goes to the boss, hey, my truck ain't working right. What do they do? You know, who do they tell him? What do they tell him? Oh, no, you need to go talk to them. You know, and that's, drivers get frustrated when you got to go talk. You know, we're told, hey, get it done. Time's money. Okay, I got a problem. You talk to somebody. You know, you can't talk to that guy. He's not here. Talk to him tomorrow. You know, you can't talk to these other guys because they're not here right now. That kind of stuff. And that's, you know, drivers get frustrated when they go to somebody. You know, I mean, employees. If you're a regular employee and you have a supervisor, and you go to that supervisor, and you say, hey, I got a problem. I need your help. And they say, that's not my job. You need to go talk to somebody else. That's crap. Okay, that's you know, why you want to pay good employees, then have good information when they got problems. That's what that boils down to. That is, you know, step up and take care of your people, you know. But to me, it was just crazy that I saw that it was like three different companies, because they said that, you know, they're suing three different companies. Why are you suing three companies? And you know, they're all involved somehow, and it's just, you know, in the world that we're dealing with driver shortage and, you know, poor pay and all that stuff, and you've got three different companies, the one company that's doing the job, okay, they should be buying trucks and they should be hiring drivers, but they're not. They're renting trucks from another company, and they're paying another company to hire their drivers. So, you know, what is it? You know, the TNT staffing thing, I don't know why they would be, this could be where they're just kind of a hands-off deal, where just like a temp service, where, you know, the driver went down there and said, I need a job, and they said, we got this company here, and you know, all that, but he hadn't been working that long, you know, because temp services, they sometimes they keep an eye on you for the first month or two, you know, until you get kind of into the company and then they kind of release you. But, you know, could be just one of those things, not that big of a deal, which is all fine and dandy. But again, if the driver had an issue, the driver went and inspected the truck, found a problem, who do you talk to? Who do you call? That kind of thing. So I just thought that was weird. And, like I said, I think that, you know, we can do better as drivers. What we need to do is like you're saying, we need to research the people we're working for. And if they're not on the up and up with that kind of stuff, then we need to check them on it. And if not, go work somewhere else. It's not worth it. You know, go, you know, and that's another thing, you know, it's, we got to do better at that and calling out when we see those kind of issues. You know, I mean, think about all the drivers before that were working for those companies, that carrier. And they were like, you know what? I ain't working here. These people don't take care of their trucks. Yeah. That's another big deal. A lot of carriers, their drivers quit because they're like, I'm not working for that company. They don't take care of their trucks. And then more drivers just go to work for them. So, you know, crazy stuff. But yeah, we're just knocking things back here and we're having a great time doing it. And we appreciate everybody listening in. You know, this has been a great time for us to podcast. We talk about different stuff. We talk about life on the road. We talk about issues with the government or, you know, infrastructure, hours of service, all that kind of good stuff. And we appreciate everybody listening and chiming in on all that kind of stuff. And like I said, you can check us out every Sunday evening, live, 7 o'clock Eastern time, 516-387-1733. This has been a great night for us, and we appreciate everybody calling in and chiming in and everything. Check out our website at redneckandeyes.com, and you can find links to our YouTube channel there and our Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and everything. You can chime in there also, like I said, and go check out our YouTube channel. That's been a really good thing for us. Subscribe to that, and then you can also view, like, share, comment on the videos. We really appreciate that. And then until next time, you guys stay safe, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
The truckers at Redneck and Eyes want to invite you to check out their live podcast, Redneck and Eyes, All Things Trucking and Then Some, live every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Just call 516-387-1733 and join the conversation. When everything goes wrong, you got a Redneck and Eyes.